Back now with Day to Day, President Bush says that America is addicted to oil. To reduce oil consumption, his administration is considering imposing for the first time fuel efficiency standards for the biggest sport utility vehicles and vans. The Wall Street Journal reports the new mileage rules could be announced next week. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace Washington Bureau. And John, which SUVs would be affected?
These are the vehicles between 8,500 and 10,000 pounds. We're talking Chevy Suburbans, GMC Yukons, some of the E-Series vans from Ford and Hummers. Unlike cars and smaller trucks, which have had some sort of minimum mileage requirement for about 30 years now, there are currently no standards for these big SUVs and vans. They're built on truck chassis. That's how they get out from under the other rules. There are separate new government minimums coming out next week for the smaller cars and trucks, and the Journal reports that the feds could also announce that the large SUVs will have standards by the year 2011.
So not overnight, but still, car makers, I know, don't like these new standards.
Exactly. They say that, you know, that's their argument against the fuel economy standards as a whole. They're called CAFE, or Corporate Average Fuel Economy Standards, and they're supposed to force car makers to sell a higher mileage car for every big SUV they sell. But the industry says, you know, we're just meeting the demand for these big cars and trucks from the public. Aaron Shostak with the Alliance for Auto Manufacturers says CAFE minimums restrict choices for car buyers.
It distorts the marketplace and sometimes goes against marketplace demand because it's based on what consumers buy. So if automakers produce millions of highly fuel-efficient vehicles, but a lot of them remain on dealer lots unsold, then the CAFE numbers don't go up.
And John, are higher mileage SUVs and vans going to cost more?
They will. The estimates are between about $900 to $3,000 per vehicle. Now, the good news is that there are lots of options, either already in showrooms or soon to be there. There are hybrids, which are those combination of gasoline and electric engines. There are cars that use alternative types of fuel, like corn-based ethanol or compressed natural gas or hydrogen fuels. There are soon going to be these trucks that use cleaner diesel fuel. And there are new technologies that use onboard computers to shut down cylinders when they're not needed for highway driving, for example, or continuously variable transmissions where the computer always finds the most efficient gear for the driving conditions. So there's a lot of potential out there. And we have a related story on this on Marketplace tonight. We're going to look at some of the innovative ways people are reducing carbon emissions, and that's the pollution that contributes to global climate change.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.